One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 32. Hey everybody, it's me, the Revolutionary, from One Man Revolution, back at you from Piney Point Studios. You'll probably be getting this on Tuesday, the 30th of May, as part of my podcast today for the month of May. Some of you lucky people might catch it before midnight and take a listen. Well, guess what, folks? We're all back to work, aren't we? We're going to be back to work today. What better way of putting us back to work than to talk about some actual issues for a change? I know I've been going soft for the past couple of days, but you know what? It is the start of the week, so let's start off with the headlines that we have. So Saturday, measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale, a quake hit in the densely populated area south of the city of Yogyakarta, in Indonesia. The death toll is somewhere more than 5,100 people. And, there are lots of reports of basically wide-scale destruction, wide-scale need for help, hundreds of thousands of people without power and without any other, things out there to help them along. So I'm definitely going to add into the show notes and the links, what the response is of those affected in Indonesia and how you can send help if you would like to. Now, I know that everyone out there is probably saying the United States government has got to be sending all kinds of aid to this impoverished country to help them out. But if you look through the numbers that are on the site that I'm sending you to at interaction.org/Indonesia, you'll see that there are a lot of agencies around the world helping out, and we're not. Of course, because we're stretched way too thin in Iraq. But that's another story, and we'll come back and talk about this big natural disaster a little while later. I know that most people don't watch the news over the weekend, and I'm one of those people that doesn't. I do read papers, I do read posts, I do read a lot of other things, but I don't actually watch the major news networks during my weekend, especially a nice long Memorial Day weekend. I like to take a step away and just relax, as many of you have. But to continue with my headlines of the One Man Revolution, first we, of course, had earthquakes. What can you do to help, and what is being done to help everyone in the first place? Well, also, I have a story. You may have read it on the 24th. It was published late in the day. It's basically saying that the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, advocates a U.S. worker database, and that would include a plan to establish a DNA or fingerprint database to track and verify all legal workers. That's right, folks. You and I, let's donate a little bit of DNA to Michael Bloomberg. Yes, I am saying what you think I'm saying. All right, so I got that, and I also got some permission from a group called The Pen, and that would be the People's Email Network out of the West Coast, and they're actually building a whole case for impeachment of King George and Gunnar Cheney on crimes against our democracy. And I actually got a nice little radio ad from them to help us along in our quest to get rid of, to throw this bum out. Now, you can also do one more thing for the Revolutionary, and then I'm going to get into some music. I need you guys to all get out there and register to vote. I need you to register your friends to vote, your family to vote. your dog to vote, the cat to vote, everyone in your household to vote, so that and you guys know I'm kidding on the dog and cat rate. Boy, I hope you all know that, because unfortunately, I think some people are out there would say that their dog or cat could probably pick a president better than the rest of America did back in 2000. But you know, basically, get everyone out there, and I want everybody to get out there and vote, because voting is the best way, if you're eligible, to kick these bums out of office and give us a better chance at making some change in this country. The entire House is up for vote. One third of the Senate, okay, and a lot of our state and local elections are also there. So these mid-year elections are sometimes the incumbent's method of staying in power. I say we just throw all the bums out and start from fresh. All right, so let's take a little break and listen to some music. This is 1922 by John Crocker. It's a song about an event that happened in 1922. It was a fire, and I thought I would put this out for all those folks in Indonesia left homeless by another disaster.
It was 22, came in the night and took it all away. No, it don't discriminate, it's all the same. Fire needs the fuel and fuel needs the flame. And now, we know that it's too late to leave this town. And now, lose our hope and watch it all burn down. And so we dance around the flames, let it all be dead until we give it life again. One day they'll be building on the ruins of today. They'll make a monument where everyone can pray. So this is progress. So hide your face, cover up your mouth and keep the smoke away. There's no need to speak when I know what you'll say. It's such a shame, you know it's such a waste. Now, we know that it's too late to leave this town. And now, lose our hope and watch it all burn down. And so we dance around the flames, let it all be dead until we give it life again. One day they'll be building on the ruins of today. They'll make a monument where everyone can pray. So this is progress. When we have no say, so just forget it all and walk away. Now, we know that it's too late to leave this town. Now, we lose all hope and watch it all burn down. And so we dance around the flames, let it all be dead until we give it life again. One day they'll be building on the ruins of today. They'll make a monument where everyone can pray. So this is progress.
John Crocker with 1922. So aid operations are gathering speed in the worst hit areas of Yogyakarta, where 20,000 people have been said to have been hurt. over 5,000 confirmed dead, and about 200,000 left homeless. Officials say that some two-thirds of the victims that died has the area where the two-thirds of the victims have died has become the center for this operation, with aid agencies and the Indonesian military co-coordinating to distribute aid to the surrounding towns and villages. So far, the Red Cross has launched an appeal for $10 million, while the United Nations aid agencies are due to meet in Geneva today, Monday, to plan humanitarian relief for Indonesia. The agencies include UNICEF, the World Food Program, the World Health Organization, and the International Red Cross have already begun distributing some relief supplies, although they say much more are needed. So far, six countries have come forward, and I spoke too soon. Of course, they came forward with $17.9 million. That would be Britain, with the bulk of that at $5.5 million, while the European Union, the United States, China, and Canada have pledged $3.8 million, $2.5 million, $2.3 million, $2 million, and $1.8 million, respectively. Now, all kinds of groups out there are ready to send aid and are already collecting money. But this is one of those times when, of course, not good people are going to sit out there and say, we need to raise money for the Indonesian earthquakes. And you need to make sure that you are giving money to legitimate organizations where the money is going to make it to these people out there. Now, other people might say, you know, these people live in the Ring of Fire, that area that is prone to earthquakes and volcanic activity, and they deserve it. But just remember this, we're one world, we're one people, we're all human beings. And on June the 15th, and I really can't promote that yet, so in June at some point, when we do an Inconvenient Truth screening here in Orlando or one of the surrounding areas, I invite each and every one of you to come down if you don't agree that we are one people on one planet traveling around one sun in one solar system that we know of that contains us. Okay, if you don't believe me, come see the film. Now, we also have to think that unfortunately for these people, that this is just one of the earthquakes that's going to occur. As is said, this is the Ring of Fire. One slip of this plate, this large tectonic group, is going to cause, at some point, a reaction somewhere else along the Pacific Rim, another earthquake of equal magnitude. And what a lot of people don't understand about geology is that's exactly what seems to happen. So don't be surprised if you see another large earthquake, a tsunami, or some other type of sea level change or something related to this earthquake that occurred on Saturday. And my heart goes out to all you people. I was hit by the hurricanes of 2004. That would be Hurricanes Jean, Francis, and Charlie. They all took a path over my house. I lost pretty much everything I owned, including all of my equipment that is now sitting in this room. I'm sitting in front of all brand new equipment. So I know what it's like to lose everything, but in my case, I have the financial wherewithal to get it all back. These folks do not. So I was also insured, and I got about a third of what everything was valued at, if not less. And we're all now paying more for that, aren't we? I've gotten reports from different revolutionaries around my neighborhood and around neighborhoods in general in the state of Florida. And a lot of us have had increases of 87%, 100%, 200% on our homeowners insurance over the course of the past 2 years. And we've also seen an increase in property taxes. Mine actually more than doubled to cover the costs of cleanup and other things and other resources that were totally underfunded, and I understand, and I'm willing to pay my fair share. But they basically raised all of these things, which are, you know, onto homeowners, people that are living in single family dwellings, which are the people that are greatest affected by natural disasters. So, hey, you know, try and give us some relief out there. We'll vote you out and find someone who will. Now, another one of the, you know, after all that natural disaster news, what I have here is I've got an article here talking about Mayor Michael Bloomberg. This was from May 24th from Breitbart.com, which is just the news. And I suggest everyone go there, Breitbart.com. And they always have some really interesting Associated Press and other pieces that are there. This one happens to be by Sarah Kluger, or Kugler, K-U-G-L-E-R, from the Associated Press. New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani thrust himself in the national immigration debate, advocating a plan that would establish DNA or fingerprint databases to track and verify all legal U.S. workers. The mayor said that elements of the legislation moving through Congress are ridiculous, and said lawmakers who want to deport all illegal immigrants are living in a fantasy. In the Wall Street Journal two nationally televised interviews, the mayor related his longstanding belief that the 12 million undocumented immigrants in the United States should be given the opportunity for citizenship, saying that deporting them is impossible and would devastate the economy. But what's new in all of his rhetoric is the fact that he would like to have everyone give their DNA or fingerprint technology to create a unique worker database, creating a uniquely identified person applying for a job, ensuring that the cards and documentation are not transferred or forged, which is what I talked about on several podcasts back about immigration. I think that was on Cinco de Mayo, too, which kind of makes me laugh. Let's see. So making immigrants subject to felony charges and other things, you know, because they were they had illegal documents. So this is definitely a, you know, definitely something that should be taken a look at, because we know that the U.S. government does such a great job in protecting our personal liberties and freedoms, and especially information about each and every person. I'm sure they're not going to collect any type of data about us and associate it with that national database, federal database of workers in this country. I'm sure they wouldn't use that for law enforcement. They wouldn't use it for tracking down child support or any other use, except for the verify that you're allowed to be employed in one particular location at one particular time. Well, we all know that's not true. This administration has shown over and over and over again, hasn't it, that you are not safe from them. They will take whatever information they get from you, and they will put it in this database, and they will associate it with your fingerprint or your DNA, and whatever you do, they'll track you with it. Now, I know you're going to say, take out your tinfoil hat, you know, revolutionary, stick it on your head because you're a conspiracy freak. You know, this would only benefit us if we had a national database of DNA, a national database on fingerprints. Well, all I have to say is that I give blood, you know, on a regular basis to the blood bank. I'm a multi-gallon donor. And, you know, if someone got a hold of a packet of my blood and spread it around a crime scene, and I got accused of a crime that I didn't commit, all because of this DNA profile that's on, you know, that's on tap at the federal government, I think that you and I would both have problems. All right. So I know it sounds like conspiracy theory. I know it's time to take out our tinfoil hats and put them on. But if you trust this administration, then feel free to do that. Also, this exact same thing, a national identity card, a federal set of papers, was shot down so many times in Congress that even bringing it up, Mayor Bloomberg, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So, you know, if they're not going to do it on the federal level, maybe you'll want to do it in your cute little city of New York and nowhere else. So, Let's see, on that note, I've got right here, I got something, I got a little piece from a band called Testosterone. It's 3 minutes and 52 seconds from the music.podshow.com, PodSafe Music Network. It's called Come On England, the Emo Girl Remix, here on One Man Revolution.
Went all the way. I wish I'd been alive to see that day. Ever since then, success has come our way. We had the players, we knew what they could do, but they couldn't help us win World Cup number two. Yeah, come on in. This is our year. Gonna drink a load of beer, 'cause England can't do it. Yeah, there's no team we fear. With Rooney and Owen, they always bang them in. With those two up front, we know we're gonna win. Two wars and three lines on our chest, 'cause we all know we are the best. We're gonna get this song played on radio someday. Come on England, we know you can play.
Every single pub song ends, everyone drunk in the pub, just hanging out and getting happy. Yeah, and that was Come On England, the Emo Girl remix by Testosterone off the PodSafe Music Network. I know it really had nothing appropriate, but damn it, I liked it. All right, so where do we stand? Well, one last thing that I have, actually two last things that I have, and the first one is I got permission to play this and help impeach King George movement. And it came in for me on the People's Email Network, and it said, "We have wonderful news. Yesterday, one individual contributed the federal limit of $2,100 to each of the impeached team candidates, and as soon as the business office of KNX, the top news station in Los Angeles, opens Tuesday morning, they will sign in and run their impeachment call to action radio spot there too. So what I did is I contacted them and I said, hey, guess what? The revolutionary is willing to help. I'll play your radio spot right now. And this radio spot is approved by three candidates in California that are all willing to start the ball rolling by getting California as a state to start impeaching President George W. Bush and Gunner Cheney. So here's their radio spot. It's precisely 1 minute long, and it contains the voices of three, yes, count them, three candidates from different districts that are willing to put it on the line and impeach George Bush. So let's take a listen.
This is Charles Coleman from California's 28th Congressional District.
This is Bob McCloskey from the 29th.
And this is Marcy Winograd from the 36th.
And we all approved this message.
Friends, the lies and deceptions on Iraq still continue, so far without any accountability.
But we have set up a site, impeachteam.com,
where you can send all your members of Congress an instant personal message
calling for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney now.
Whatever your state, you can use impeachteam.com to call on Congress to speak out now on impeachment.
And if you are from California, you can also support our own state's measure to bring impeachment to the floor of the U.S. House.
Join us in telling them you will no longer abide by the illegal wiretaps or the torture scandals.
And if Congress won't listen,
tell your friends you know three candidates who will.
Marcy Winograd,
Bob McCloskey,
and Charles Coleman. Paid for equally
by Bob McCloskey for Congress,
Winograd for Congress,
and Coleman for Congress campaign.
The impeached team.
So there's three people willing to put their hats in the ring. Not only to run for an office in a big state like California. And my hat's off to each and every one of you for doing that. You are revolutionaries in my book. So not only do I do that, but I also think that it's a very bold move to start a campaign with the idea that you're going to impeach the current and seated government officials that are in Washington. My hat's off to you. So as you heard in that ad, in that advertisement, you can send messages and impeach them now by going to impeachteam.com. And I encourage every one of my revolutionary brethren to go there today. And if you're getting this early in the morning, go there right now and send a personal message to every one of your congressmen that from your district, to your both your senators, and see what you can do about getting the ball rolling to impeach these sons of bitches and getting them out of office. Now, it's a good movement. There's lots of great things out there. So joining forces to call for the impeachment is one thing. And since this spot is going to get some good airplay, I think that everybody should go out there and at least visit the site to show your support for the fact that, yes, impeachment's probably a good idea, because the longer we stay silent, the more these people will think they have a mandate from God to do whatever they feel like doing. Now, as is with the revolutionary, I always like to end on a happy note. I'd hate to you know, end on something sad. So let's start the week with something fun, something like shaving. And I know you're sitting there going, "What the hell are you talking about?" And what I'm talking about is the Philips Body Groom. If you have not seen this set of online ads yet for the Philips Body Groom Shaver, then you have not lived. Yes, warning, adult content, although it would be what I would call humor and innuendo, but it's there at shaveeverywhere.com. It's a very, very good and well-produced set of ads. It's hilarious. If you're a man and your woman or your man gets on you about shaving, not just your face, then you should see this ad and this series of things that are there. And if nothing else, everyone else out there, all you revolutionary listeners, go ahead and just watch it. And don't take my word for it. Go directly to the website, shaveeverywhere.com, and click on the razor in the bottom corner. And if you don't think this is funny, just click on the music video. If that doesn't make you laugh, or at least make you think, then guess what? You've finally lost your sense of humor, and Bush wins. So now, let's see what this one is. And now from the Podcast Music Network, Mountain Mirrors with The Demon. Oh, this one sounds, what's the name of this one? The Demon's Eye from Mountain Mirrors. It's 5 minutes and 19 seconds, but you know what? It also makes me happy.
Far behind the light of day, the demon stray. The lies obey. Down below, the blessed sun, the devil runs. It has begun. On black wings flies, on black wings flies, on black wings flies. Like the demon's eye, from within the black night, a puppet's light. Oh,
And that was Mountain Mirrors with Demon's Eye. That's not so bad, huh? All right, folks. So as this week opens up, remember, we're still doing a podcast today for the month of May. And that should finish up sometime on Friday, because I'm going to take it all the way through the 2nd of June. And then I'm going to bring it back around next week, because I am having a good time still doing it. I know that there are folks out there listening. I'm picking up new listeners all the time. So, on that note, if you have any, and I'm talking about any comments, because I'm here to listen, I'm not just here to talk, then I would like you to please send your comments to onemanrevolution@gmail.com. Or just visit the website, like many of you have done, and post your comments, or use the Contact Us section, and send the revolutionary an email or a comment at onemanrevolution.org. Don't forget, coming up, we've got many interesting events, so always check back to the site and check back with the nationalpodcastingsystem.com and ravenlocks.com for entertainment news. And we've got things coming up that would include things like a possible, I know that we're going to be doing a pre-screening of An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore's latest documentary that I podcast about on Friday. And I also know that we'll have some tickets for various movies that are being released upcoming over the next few weeks of the summer. So keep checking in with the One Man Revolution here at onemanrevolution.org. Or check us out on MySpace, our social network, at myspace.com/theonemanrevolution. So don't forget,
you are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
And I love each and every one of you, and I hope that each and every one of you are doing well after this Memorial Day weekend, the first weekend in the holiday season, and the first weekend of summer. So I will be catching up with you guys tomorrow. Just remember, it only takes one man to stand up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore, and start a revolution. So until that time that you feel that you need to do it, I'll be here tilting at the windmills of injustice, podcasting from the left. It's me, the Revolutionary. See ya!